And maybe when the night is dead, I'll crawl into my bed. I'm staring at these four walls again. I'll try to think about the last time I had a good time. Everyone's got somewhere to go, and they're gonna leave me here on my own. And here it goes. I'm just a kid, and life is a nightmare.
Hopefully you know it.
We sit in the car outside your house. I can feel the heat coming around. I go to put my arm around you, and you give me a look like I'm way out of bounds. Well, you let out one of your boat sighs. Well, Lily, when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down, 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 down. We get dressed up and we go out, baby, for the night. We come on burning, burning in some firefight. I'm sick and tired of you setting me up, yeah. Setting me up just to knock, knock, knock me down, 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 down. I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going kiss, I can feel a doubt. I remember back when we started. My kisses used to turn you inside out. I used to drive you to work in the morning. Friday night I'd drive you all around. You used to love to drive me wild, but lately, girl, you get your kicks from just driving me down, 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 down. I'm going 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 down, 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 down. Oh, darling, going down. I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down, 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 down.
Okay, so this is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm here with my lovely co-DJ, Emily.
Hello.
And our theme today is, should we talk about the theme or should I just talk about the song that we just heard?
I think our listeners will get the gist.
Okay, so that was my fascination with Bruce Springsteen, brought to you by I'm Going Down, a cover of I'm Going Down by Vampire Weekend.
Did you find the song first, or were you like interested in Bruce Springsteen and then found
it? I found it because I liked Vampire Weekend. I think that says a lot about me also. There was a period of time in my life where I liked Vampire Weekend a lot, and they did a cover of this song by Bruce Springsteen, and it's a very wonderful cover. I really like, and I love in general Springsteen covers. And so the theme, I guess that gives you a sense of the theme of the show, which is sort of a time in your life or like a change in your life that was brought about by a song, and so it's a format type thing where it's like blank brought to you by song.
So what is did you already say the concise?
Yeah, I did. Okay. My fascination with Bruce Springsteen brought to you by a cover of I'm Going Down by Vampire Weekend, which is not very concise, but
it's as good as it can get.
I tried my best.
He still making music, Bruce Springsteen?
I don't think so, but I think he's still doing shows.
It's like Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, really. Did you watch Fleetwood Mac?
No, I told... Oh, this is actually a sad story, but I was supposed to go watch Fleetwood Mac last Tuesday. Last Tuesday? Two Tuesdays ago.
Right.
But then Stevie Nicks got the flu the night before. It's quite tragic because they had a Sunday night and a Tuesday night, and I went for the Tuesday night because I was like, it'll be probably a bit more affordable since not everyone coming from out of state because of the weekend. But should have gone for the Sunday night. So they rescheduled for like October, but who knows where I will be. So, yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, that's all good. I feel like I still enjoy them a lot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
What's coming up next? Okay, no telling.
No telling.
Okay, let's go.
Once in a lifetime,
that was Bored at Work, brought to you by Shot at the Night by The Killers. So that was when I did like a volunteering thing during my gap year before I started at Tufts. And I think, I was just like doing some kind of like data entry or something like that. And then this song came up on my YouTube mix back when I listened to music through YouTube. I do not discover music now through YouTube. Maybe I should return to it. I'm not sure. Because I this is a jam, so I love it. I discovered it because I was watching the music video, which is, everyone should go watch it. It's quite fun. It's interesting. So it's basically about this like woman that works in Las Vegas at the casinos. And she like almost hits this guy with a car on that like main strip in Vegas, and he's like this like guy that's visiting Vegas with his like friends, like rowdy whatever, but then they have a connection like across the windshield, and then they end up meeting again in the casino later when she's working, and then they end up like, his friends end up like bringing her in, kind of be like, oh, like just like spend the night with us and like have fun. And she like, they like dress her up and like, and then so it's just kind of like a one night love story in a music video. It's quite interesting.
I think that's very typical of The Killers songs.
Really?
I think so. Because I don't know. I've just, a lot of their music videos just have the same thing. Like, yeah. Miss Atomic Bomb is the same. Mr. Brightside is the same.
Really? I haven't watched those ones. Is it pretty much the same story?
Kind of. And it's also just like Las Vegas, like desert. Not desert.
Are they from Vegas?
I don't know. I'm not from, I watched their music videos a lot, but I don't actually know where they're from.
Yeah.
And it also reminds me of Arcade Fire's Put Your Money on Me, which is, and you told me about the Song Exploder episode for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And they like recorded sounds in a casino for Put Your Money on Me, which is actually really cool. And hearing that was interesting. So Bored at Work
brought to you by Shot at the Night by The Killers.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, not the immediate connection I would make.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
next one.
He's
That was high school indie music phase. Brought to you by Camera Obscura's Lloyd, I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken. I think one of my... The one... I listened to a little bit of Camera Obscura, and that was the one I listened to the most. And I think their style and their sound is very much what I liked at the time. I don't know how you feel, because you said that you also listened to
them. Yeah, I totally went through a similar phase. But I'm trying to remember the other, like, bands on the same wavelength. Like
who else? Well, yeah. I listened to Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
To Camera Obscura.
It's all kind of... I don't remember anymore. But...
Like, Two Door Cinema Club?
Oh my gosh. Two what Cinema you Club. Know by Two Door Cinema Club is yeah. such a jam.
Yeah.
So
that vibe.
Yeah. Like, bordering on alternative, but like...
Not great. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know how to explain it, but yeah.
Like, indie rock?
I feel like the term indie has also become a lot less used in the past few years.
That's true.
Do you agree or disagree?
No, I agree. Okay. And like... Alternative is a confusing word also.
Yeah.
Because it's used to mean so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know. I wish I knew.
How did you like discover music in high school? Like, what was like the way that you like found music?
YouTube was a big part of it. And yeah. just like things that other people were listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also asking that because I forget how I listened to music. I remember the way that I definitely didn't like use iTunes a lot in high school, which I rarely return to now, but I was just curious.
Yeah, I remember this might come up in one of the songs later, but I was just thinking about like buying my first CD and like how weird that was.
What
and
was then,
like,
your first CD?
That's a story for later.
Okay.
Or like at some point I just like most of my music through high school was downloaded into iTunes.
Yeah. Sometimes the YouTube to MP3 convert.
Yes, exactly. That's the one. And so it was never really like me listening to full albums. It was just listening to specific songs that I really liked.
Right.
Yeah.
That reminds me of like the first song that my sister showed me of Taylor Swift was on YouTube, and it was like a song that she never even like properly released. I forget what it's called now, but it was like one of her like unreleased early twangy country songs. And I think my sister found it because it was like the soundtrack to like a Sweet Life of Zack and Cody video.
Oh, that's funny.
And then she's like, I really like this song. And then she sent it to me, or she showed me it. And we're like, whoa, we really like this artist.
That's definitely, but like, I think being like a fan of something or like fan culture was a big part of how I found new music also. Yeah, or just like people would make. I remember like BBC Sherlock when that was a thing.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did you ever go through that phase? Like, I went through a big Sherlock phase.
Yeah, yeah,
and like people.
I witnessed
make,
like, it. I was
people,
not
like,
a part of the
playlists
wave, but...
for like the characters.
Oh, you know?
And so
that's
then,
cool.
Like, that would be a way to discover songs. And like, it was kind of weird. And like.
Yeah, you know, no, I totally agree with but TV shows like, and soundtracks. Like, I found a lot of songs. I remember when I was like junior, senior year. Maybe even sophomore year. I forget when the show started, but Vampire Diaries. I can't believe I used to watch that. Because also, it definitely got increasingly violent, and I'm not down to watch that. But that's probably why I stopped watching. But I found a lot of music through the Vampire Diaries.
You don't watch
Diaries.
Violent things?
No. Well, I don't really watch
like
much
ethically?
TV.
Okay.
No, it's just I just can't
like
handle
you're
it.
Like, ethically opposed to violent media?
No. It's just like, I personally can't handle watching it. Anyways.
So I was like, that would be news to me. I didn't know I know you don't watch scary movies.
Yeah, but you also know I just don't watch movies in general.
That's true.
I remember when Celeste and I was, we were roommates our sophomore year, and I remember that, like, distinction, or, like, the fact that I just didn't watch movies came up a few times, because you were taking more film classes that year,
I was taking a filmmaking class also.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't care.
I did not care.
About
I was
my passions.
Apathetic. Yes.
Anyway, should we keep going?
We should.
It's your turn.
Okay. In her head,
talks like June.
So that was AP Music Theory, brought to you by Drops of Jupiter by Train.
Oh.
Yeah, so one of my first, like, I took an AP class my first year of high school, which was AP Music Theory, because I was really into music at that time, like playing it and studying it. And we had to do like a notation project. And so I chose that song. So,
were you really into that song?
I was super into that song. Okay. I was,
I think, actually.
I think that kind of sound, like rock, I'm trying to think of other parallel songs, but like that kind of rock sound was actually something I was really into at the time. Like pop rock, even? I don't know. Yeah, but that brings back a lot of memories because I remember chatting a lot with my teacher, Mr. Royal, at the time about my notations for the song. And feeling very much out of my depth because I was like the only freshman in this like AP class.
Wow.
And I think it was like, I was sort of like, I'm entering this like elite boarding school and I can do everything kind of feeling, or like wanting to use all the resources, and was so out of my depth in this class. Yeah.
I didn't know that you were in an AP music theory class.
Yeah, that's, I was really super cool. Into music at the time.
Hmm. I mean, it says a lot about how you've arrived at music now.
Yeah, I definitely have a pretty different relationship to music now than I did when I was younger. Yeah, I haven't played it in a while. I occasionally go to the piano here, or the pianos here in the practice rooms. It's funny because it's like, it feels very natural and normal because I played it for so long growing up, but yeah.
Okay, and while that was going on, we got a really exciting phone call, a request by Roy from Malden. And I'm really glad that we got to hear from you again, Roy, because I feel like you've called at least once or twice before.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to hear you again. And I'll just play it and then we'll see how we play.
For sure.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, around her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes, country road.
So that was Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Requested by Roy from Malden. Thank you again for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Roy. Yeah, we do appreciate the regular check-ins.
Yeah. coming up next is a song that I picked.
Yes.
And that's all I'll say for now.
Sounds good.
Stopwatch on the back of a raindrop, and did a swap for the sound. You've been for breakfast at the Heartbreak Hotel and sat in the back booth by the pamphlets and the literature on how to lose. Your waitress was miserable, and so was your food. If you're gonna try and walk on water, make sure you wear your comfortable shoes. Mystery's flashing amber, go green when you answer, but the red on the rest of the questionnaire never changes. I heard the news that you're planning to shoot me out of a cannon. I heard the pile driver waltz, they woke me up this morning. You look like you've been for breakfast at the Heartbreak Hotel and sat in the back booth by the pamphlets and the literature on how to lose. Your waitress was miserable, and so was your food. If you're gonna try and walk on water, make sure you wear your comfortable shoes.
Anyways, so can you explain, Celeste?
That was... Oh, this is actually a longer story than... Okay, that was, like, my, like, first, like, high school heartbreak brought to you by Pile Driver Waltz by Alex Turner. Alex Turner is the lead singer of the Arctic Monkeys. And this song is the soundtrack for a movie called Submarine, which my... like someone that I really liked in high school loved, and so I watched it to impress them.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. didn't turn out great. The movie didn't work, but it was a great movie all the same, so
yeah,
I learned a lot. And we had friends call in.
Yeah, we did. So
we should just play the
We'll
choice.
Play their request next.
Okay.
All right.
Bad luck to talk. Maybe.
So that was...
That was Alone in My Room.
Mm-hmm. In My Room, yeah. Brought to you by Motion Picture Soundtrack by Radiohead.
And that was requested by Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm sorry we ruined it by... because I accidentally played a little bit of Frank Ocean's White Ferrari before that. Oh, no, I just spoiled it.
It's okay, you just...
No, it's fine.
Erase those few seconds.
We also have... PSA, would you like to
yes. Yeah. So here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will be hosting 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9.
That is 9.
That is 9. So please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. Again, that is on Saturday, May 4th from 9 to 5 p.m. Woohoo! Oh my gosh. Okay, maybe we'll play that song at some point.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
That is.
Thanks again, Jonathan and Issei, I guess, for tuning in.
Yeah.
It's always weird to have friends listen in. That's nice.
Weird in a nice way. Just maybe in the sense that, like, Celeste and I are just here in the studio, like, by ourselves, but, like, knowing that there's... We have company on
Someone's
air.
Someone's listening in. yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Shall we continue?
Bad luck to talk on these rides. Mine on the road, your dilated eyes. Watch the clouds float, white Ferrari. Had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know?
And you know anything?
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plane. Kept my mouth closed. We're both so familiar. White Ferrari.
Stick good by. Close by me,
you were fine.
You were fine.
As distance slow by,
left when I forget to speak. So I text the speeds, lesser speeds, Texas speed, yes. Basic takes its toll on me, eventually, yes. Eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest, we got so familiar. Spending each day of the year, white Ferrari.
Oh.
good times. In this life, in this life, one too many years sometimes to write names on a facelift. Don't leave my one alone now. Mind over matter is magic. I do magic. If you think of magic.
That was When I Want to Cry, brought to you by Frank Ocean's White Ferrari. Yeah, I think when I feel like I need to let something out, sometimes I listen to the song.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, it also has a drawing, like taking a cue from Jonathan, like it also has a very like alone in my room feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Keep it moving, folks.
Keep it moving. But the next song is going to be, I feel like, a shift in tone. But
thank you for the warning.
We do have a variety of styles here.
Places to go.
Oh,
All right, so that was my first exposure to classic American music, in air quotes, by Jet Airliner by the Steve Miller Band.
How are you defining classic American here?
I think, yeah, actually, my definition like what, of classic American is like when I'm in a room in the U.S. and everyone else mainly, yeah, and everyone else like knows the song, but not me, and in a way that it's like their parents or grandparents listen to their song, listen to the song, and it's like released in like the 70s or 80s. I feel like that's like my definition, my very long-winded definition of a classic American song. Because, so basically, my first exposure to this was my high school had a faculty band. So they would perform at like our weekly school meetings sometimes, like on surprise. And they were actually not that bad, but it was quite sweet. It was like all like men in their like 50s and 60s teachers at the school that like played classic rock songs. So they played like Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, and like there's like the one by something Clearwater Band, the like the Rain song. What is it? It's a long
I don't know if you've ever seen The Rain Coming Down a Sunny Day, but I don't know what it's if you've ever seen The Rain.
Yeah, right? something along those lines.
Clearwater Band.
Yes. That band.
I was thinking exactly of that song, but I don't want to interrupt your story.
No. Thank you for adding to it. Okay. Yeah. So I remember this was like my freshman year at this boarding school in Western Mass, and like just what felt like at the time everyone else in the room like singing along to these songs, and I'm just like, what is everyone singing? Yeah, and so that was pretty funny. And actually, the song kind of came back into my orbit the summer that I was in Atlanta, because I was like tubing, which is like kind of like lazy river at the Chattahoochee River near Atlanta. And it's like a whole thing on a hot summer day where like people will like be on like pool float tubes, like just floating down the river because the current brings you that way. And so I went with a bunch of people from work, and one of the guys like brought a speaker and like and so he put the speaker on this like float in the middle of all of us, and then he had like a whole playlist to play down the river, and it was according to the like different moods or like the different places in the river, a little bit too, like places that were a bit faster with the water, and like, because I think he'd done it several times, very intentionally put together this playlist, and he played this song anyways, and like I think a bunch of the other people that I was there with didn't know the song, and then it was just very strange that I, out of all people, kind of knew the song, because everyone else there was like American, more classically American than I am.
I think it has to do with a specific age range, and also like definitely white people.
Yeah.
Because I've like, if I go to a bar, like I first heard like If You Ever Seen the Rain in a bar, and also sitting on the dock of the bay.
Oh, that song is so wonderful.
Of as another kind of like
classic, yeah,
you know, air quotes classic American song, but it has to do with like being maybe like in your 30s at a bar with you know, it's usually like a straight white couple, like, and then they like start jiving to this song.
Jiving.
Yeah, and that is, I don't know if that's the mental image you have, but it's definitely mine. And you know, in terms of the so-called classic American.
Yeah.
And when I hear that song also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Interesting investigation. Should I pick a song next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. change and I was lost. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
All right, so
That was a specific memory is like playing Guitar Hero with my brother.
Oh my gosh.
Brought to you by Coldplay's In My Place.
Oh, so good.
I think that was actually how I learned about the song, and then I got really into it. It's a it's a great song to play on Guitar Hero because of like the the guitar line is really
good. The strum pattern's probably not too intimidating.
Like, yeah, the plucking is really good. Yeah, so we had a lot of fun.
Aww.
And it makes me think, I think my brother and I have music tastes that are very resonant with each other, so they're different, but I kind of know what he likes and he knows what I like.
Yeah
Which is nice.
Do y'all share music with each other now, or
not as much?
Because I think that's actually a very similar case with me and my sister. We used to share music a lot more before, and we do have like overlapping music tastes for sure, and I still think to do that. I should do that more.
Yeah, I mean, he listens to a lot of like workout pump up songs.
Does he work out a lot? Well,
he had a phase, and he still works out like, fairly regularly. But otherwise, like, I don't really. We have different music tastes in that regard.
I should send him my field hockey pump up song that I played last week.
Sure, if you. Oh yeah, sure if you want. I think I like most recently told him like to listen to some Chance the Rapper songs. Because he was telling me about a specific Chance the Rapper song that he liked. We have 2 minutes left, and we're gonna see if the other DJ, the DJs after us, come in.
Oh,
they're right. Yay. Here. Hi. So maybe we should put on a song for the transition.
Yeah, cool. So we'll play our last song. And again, this is Emily and Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you for tuning in today.
Woohoo! Bye.